Time to catch up with Dave Renicky from the DaveRenicky.com website. We call him Astro Dave, and he's with us again. Hello, David.
G'day, Bill. Go clear skies. Good to be with you again.
Yes. Funny how you talk about that. The winter night sky is probably the perfect time to get the telescope out and have a look and see what's out there. What are you perusing at the moment? What's got your attention out there, mate?
Well, we're coming into a really good period at the moment. We've got a nice meteor shower about to happen. And, you know, these are hit and miss. You never know how they're going to go from one year to the next. But this is called the Perseids because of the direction it comes from, constellation of Perseus. Now, these are bits and pieces of a comet called Swift-Tuttle that went by many years ago. If you want to get up between 12 and, say, 4 in the morning, if you're a ship worker or you just can't sleep, or you're just crazy like me and you like to get telescopes out and look at the sky, now's the time to do it, because on the 13th and the 14th of this month, the early morning hours, they're trying to go and have a look. You may be rewarded with a quite unusual object called a fireball. They're associated with this particular meteor shower. You might have seen last week over Turkey there. A huge fireball came in. They always make the news and they look great. Fireball's a slow-moving bit of rock, meteor, if you will, burning up and melting.
So that's actually, those fireballs are actually good news. It means our atmosphere is doing its job.
Yeah, oh, you betcha. Mm. You know, something that size, when you see those sort of things, they're about the size of maybe a bowling ball or whatever, but hardly any pieces would hit the ground. If they did, you wouldn't be able to find them. The thing is these are nice to have a look at. You've got to put time in there. Patience is a virtue with those things, and you've got two big planets to have a look at as well. Jupiter and Saturn are at their closest at the moment. They're high in the sky in the early morning hours, so there you go. Worthwhile getting up.
Yeah, can you see the rings with a decent telescope?
Pardon?
Can you see the rings of Saturn with a decent telescope?
Yeah, we've got, look, for a telescope you'd buy for $800-$900, you can see the rings very clearly.
Yeah, okay.
It brings them up nice and close. Telescopes are not dear. For most people listening, if they wanted to buy a telescope, and I mean a good one, the ones we use when we go out with our night shows, you'd be looking at no more than $1,000 delivered to you.
Yeah, good
investment.
And
that's pretty good, you know. You're getting a good-sized telescope and all the gear that goes with it.
Good investment.
So even a medium-sized telescope will show you the rings, but you need something a little bigger to bring them up a bit closer.
All right, have a look at that. In fact, your website, DaveRenicky.com, will have a lot of guides as to what sort of telescopes fit your budget and where to get them from, which is always good.
Now, what I do is I ask people to call me or email me, let me know, and I can put you in touch with whatever the best price is going at the moment. I don't sell them, but I know people who do, and I keep an eye on who's got what. There's a shortage at the moment, but if anyone is looking for a telescope, I've got a bit of free advice there. I'll just advise you on what I think you should get for it. Show you a couple of examples. You can go and have a look at it, and I don't mind that.
Yeah.
It's all good for the hobby, you know.
You're a man who knows a man who knows a man. I like that.
Now,
tell us about this Galileo project, searching for alien artifacts. Really?
This is way out left field. In short, there's a guy who's come up with an idea, and this idea may sound a little bit far-fetched. It probably is. His name is Avi Loeb. He heads the astronomy department at Harvard University. It's not silly. And earlier, a year or so back, we had an object come into our solar system, and for all intents and purposes, most people gave it they called it an asteroid, which I thought it was. But he looks at it differently. He's thinking that maybe because of its trajectory, the way it came in, and the fact that he believes that it accelerated or did some change. I mean, asteroids don't do that. He said there's a possibility that it could have been a space probe from somewhere else. Someone's artificial probe set here to check this part of the universe out, where we live. My argument with that is it would have picked us up. Why wouldn't it have stopped and had a look? Mm. But it continued on, and it's just gone now. But what he's done, he thinks, okay, look, this is the way to think logically. We're sending them out. Why can't someone be sending them here?
Yes.
And when you look at it critically, you know, if you wanted to send something out into the realms of God knows where, you wanted to protect the machinery inside, you'd stick it inside an asteroid. Because you've got shelter there, like a tortoise in his shell.
Mm.
You've got radiation, sure, you're free from the radiation from space out there, the heat, and anything else that may run into you, it'll just bounce off the outside. But look, What he's done is gone one step further and started a program called Project Galileo. He's got funding of $1.75 million from an unknown backer, and they're out there doing a scan. They're looking at the solar system and trying to find any other objects that may be there. And the way you find that is fairly detailed. I won't go into it now. But it is possible to do it with the technology we've got. And he's also extending it to looking for UFOs based on, the report that came out from the United States government only a few months ago that the objects seen by their fighter pilots were real. So there you go. It's a shot in the dark, but it might fail.
But you think if you're a civilization that doesn't want to be observed or you don't want to, allow your existence to be seen, then being in an asteroid would be perfect, David. I mean, yes, it's great. It's perfect disguise. It goes. We really only spend a cursory amount of time looking at asteroids. We go, oh, yeah, it's made of this composition. It's moving through on this orbit. Fair enough. Let's move on and go to the next object. But it would be the perfect way to spy on us, wouldn't it?
Well, you think about this. Voyager is out there. Voyager's 1 and 2. They carry a gold record on the side of it. Mm. Now, that gold record contains 600 sounds of Earth, a diagram of man and a woman, and a little drawing of where it came from in our solar system. I mean, we did that. That's going out there now. In 80,000 years, that's going to enter the orbit of another solar system somewhere. It'll pass by another star system. If there are planets around that star, and there very well could be, and there are people on it, and they see this, that's a UFO to them that we sent out.
Mm.
So when we think about this sort of thing and being crackpot or wild, they're not. What this is all about is to humankind to answer that age-old question. We still don't know. We haven't got an answer to it. We want to know one thing. Are we alone? Why do we want to know that? I don't know. I think it's tribal. It goes way back. Nobody likes to be the only man standing. We want to know there's someone else out there. The old scenario of a guy stranded on the Pacific Island there no one around, and he's wondering, is anyone else there? And all of a sudden, a bottle turns up with a note.
Interesting. DavidRenicky.com has more on that one. One final thing, David. We've seen what's happened between Bezos and Richard Branson. I mean, you think about it, the millionaire space race has begun, and you're saying it's good to see that there's money being invested in this, because NASA's really almost given up the ghost, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. I mean, these are privateers. And yourself, in private enterprise, that's where ideas are driven. That's where prices come down. Competition comes from that. But this is based on a very, very heavy article I wrote in reply to a science writer who wrote a story, and it just got my goat up. When people do this and they don't know what they're talking about, they don't research what they do, you got my dander up. I had a go at him badly. He was saying that these are rich boys' toys, the games that they're playing. They're playing around with billion-dollar rockets when they should be helping, blah, blah. When you look at what they give out, go and have a look at how much Bezos gives to humanitarian projects and other people, organisations that need help. Branson does that. Musk does that. The whole lot of them, they do give a lot back that they don't trumpet, And look, do you want people to tell you how you made your money or, what to spend your money on that you earn? You don't, do you? I mean, these people made their money through business. They did it by taking a gamble, putting everything they own into it. Surely they're entitled to spend their money the way they want to, but they're carving out a new industry. And I'll finish by saying, I guess when you look back in history there, I bet you somebody said the same thing to Reg Hansen.
Yeah.
It's not going to work, Reg. You're wasting your money. Who's going to get into an airplane and fly around in one of those things? I mean, this is what it's all about. So when you think about what they're spending there, where they're going, they're breaking new ground, space tourism, space mining. These are new industries, Bilko, that are going to be there because of people like this.
Exactly. And you know what? They're the employers of the future, and they're providing the jobs for everyone. So stop knocking them. In fact,
and the spin-offs too.
Yeah, ask what you can to help them. Because you think about this. If Branson makes the space race work, he'll actually shorten distances between cities around the country, because that technology will then be transplanted into everything else in his galactic fleet. I did see the other day that Virgin Galactic are actually now selling tickets for about, 250K or is it more?
Ooh, he's bumped it up to 450 grand.
Okay, right. Okay.
Now, I'll tell you why. Now, okay, that's going to be, people are going to think, oh, great. Look, you're going to have to recover costs early, and that's what he's got to try and do. There are people now that have seen this work. I won't go on detail here, but there are people who have seen that this works. He went up, they came back. There will be people now who have got heaps of money, more than we ever can imagine, that will gladly pay that now. They were just looking at the safety factor. He'll get his money back very soon by bumping the price up to what it is now. But you'll find that very soon, once Bezos gets there and Musk and a few others, you know, you'll find that the costs will come down. It's only an interim figure. Don't be worried. Okay. I'm glad you think that way, Bill.
No, I know. Just another 10 or 15 years and you and I can, you know, go away for the weekend. It'd be great.
It'll be commonplace. You'll be flying around the world in the next 20 years. No place on planet Earth will be any further or more distant than 1 to 2 hours away.
That'll be a game changer. I mean, hell, we talk about COVID now being, a result of being able to move around the world. If you look at it negatively, imagine how the diseases will run rife with, 2 hours between each city. Then it could be world lockdowns, won't it? Anyway.
Well, yes, another story. Travelling business people would certainly get the advantage from that.
Because the only thing better than travelling, in a craft is holographic technologies, being able to transplant a hologram of yourself that has total interaction with the other person on the other end. But that takes the fun out of experiencing, another culture.
You're learning, grasshopper.
Yeah, thank you. DaveAronicki.com has more. The Norfolk trip, those who are interested, is that shut off yet or what's happening? Do you know?
No, we've still got a couple of seats left, but we're just waiting to see how the travel things go with COVID and the restrictions. But we've still got plenty of time. We're going on December 4th, so if anyone wants to go, there is still a chance to do that. We'd love to have you down there for Christmas. Yeah. It's all on DaveAronicki.com, DAVID. RENEKE.com.
A Christmas present for someone who's got everything, David. I love it.
Yeah, for yourself.
Tickets, talk next week, mate.
Thanks, Bill. Talk to you then. Bye.